And live from our KGGF studios on this Monday morning, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan, as well as joined in studio by CCC's Yvonne Hull. Yvonne, welcome back.
Hello. Happy Monday.
Yes, yes. It's our final Monday. Well, actually, shouldn't say that before Christmas, but in terms of our visits with you as well before Christmas
yes.
time, our last visit that we have with you. But lots of things happening right now, kind of in an interim area of the school year. So I say that lots of things happening. Most schools that are off break, you mm-hmm. really kind of just slide with it. But nope, you guys still have some things that if students really need to take care of, they still have the availability to. And I would probably encourage getting ahead of the game because spring enrollment is coming up.
Absolutely. Spring enrollment starts January the 9th. So now is the time to get enrolled. And in with that, our campus will be closing on December 19th will be our last day. So if you would like to get into some classes to start the spring semester, then by all means, come in and see us today through Wednesday. And then we will be back in the office on January 3rd. So come back in. You can come in anytime after the 3rd and get enrolled before the 9th, and we'll get you lined up and taken care of.
Great. Yeah, no, again, there's some time up in January between the 3rd and the 9th, but obviously, you know, you don't want to kind of have that date come at you and you haven't taken anything. So for the next 3 days, what are a couple of things that students may be able to do, maybe come and ask some questions, or what can they gain and you know, kind of get ahead of the game before January comes around?
Well, for sure, if you have not completed your FAFSA, then please go online and complete your federal financial aid. And then if you have not applied for admissions, obviously you need to do that as well. That is a free thing that we do not charge for admissions application, so go ahead and do that, and you can do that all online. If you are looking for dorms, then absolutely you need to get online and complete a dorm application and pay. There is a fee for that, just to reserve the room, and so you'll need to get that taken care of for sure, so that we know that we have accommodations for you when you get here on the 9th. So
Yep.
And if they need to take a placement test, maybe they have not completed their ACT, then we can schedule some tests that you can do so that we know what classes you need to be in for English, math, science, those types of things.
Yeah, and kind of a good thing to go off of here as well for parents or students that are kind of halfway there, and this is exactly what Amberly is going through right now. Where are some good offices, or what are some good names to remember? Say, you don't really know where you're at on your credit hours, but at the same time, you're coming up, you know, this may be your last semester in the springtime, and you got to make sure that there are certain things crossed off. Who would be the mm-hmm. person to go and ask about all
this? Absolutely. You can go into our student union, and you can visit with the registrar's office, or you can also go into the Student Success Center and ask to speak with any of those gals in there, Katie Lusby or Lachelle Bryant. Either one of those ladies would be able to help you with that.
Yeah. Again, CCC does a great job, you know, kind of helping you along the way as well. And you had mentioned registrar. Is that kind of the same place you would go if you have any questions about financial aid?
Absolutely it is, because it's all in the same building. So we
right
try
there.
To be convenient for you. So yes, if you have financial aid questions, or if you want to enroll, or if you need to pay your bill, then all of that is in the student union, and you just go up those little stairs and they're all three right there together.
And that's one thing I've, you know, took away from my time in college as well, is it's just being overly informed with it. You know, how many hours that you need, whether mm-hmm. it's a particular course, or how many credits that you need particular, how much do you owe? Do you owe any? And, you know, books and things like that. And I'm sure you've had similar experiences as well with the classes and courses and such. But it's just better to get ahead of the game. So instead of using those 6 days between the 3rd and the 9th, might as well, you know, do a couple of things here the next couple
of
days.
Don't procrastinate.
Yes.
The winter before my last semester at RSU, I waited until the last possible second to enroll to get my classes. And I spent a week running from teacher to registrar to teacher, getting approval to take.
To be added to the class. Until
I was waitlisted, and then mm-hmm. I would get special approval to get put in the class. And then I had to sub this class for the – do not wait. Mm-hmm. It's probably almost already too late anyway. Get in there before you guys close and get – I mean, just speaking from personal experience, do not wait.
Yeah.
Well, classes are filling up, and I know that our vice president – for academic services is looking at classes and trying to make sure that we are providing everything that our students need. So yes, the earlier you can enroll, the better it is for us to be able to accommodate you, and the better it is for you as well. But if you have in mind that you want to take these specific classes and they are already full, one of the things that our advisors can do is they can visit with you and help identify what other classes you need for when you transfer on to the next, to your university. So they can look at what's on the university schedule and then compare that to what we offer and get you into some classes so that you're not wasting your time.
Yeah, and again, just to be as open as a book, ask as many questions as you can, because Amberly, you know, ran into mm-hmm. that same thing. She ran into a class that she couldn't fit into because it was, I think at the time, already a week into the semester, and it was packed full, couldn't mm-hmm. do much about it. But she needs the credit hour. They found another class. So again, it's the amount of help that's over there within those walls is great. So just ask as many questions as you could. Parents as well, just if you're listening right now and the kids, just make sure that the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, because you don't want to get down to the last week of the semester thinking you're about to graduate and you've got four or five things else that you need to check off. And also for maybe students that are just starting as well. You know, you may get into a class and run into moments where you're on wait list or something like that. You just want to be ahead of the game. So.
Correct. Well, and one of the things that might help with that is that we've adjusted in that we do offer 8-week classes. So don't panic if you do find yourself in that position where, you know, you go and you're getting a degree check and you find out that you need more credits than what you thought. There is a possibility of maybe you can take some 8-week classes and still be able to graduate in the time frame that you were hoping to graduate.
Well, there's an intercession going on right now. Mm-hmm. Would those be kind
Correct.
Of the courses that would fill in, or what would this be considered? Just kind of extra credits? Or
the intercession courses? Mm-hmm. A lot of those students are folks that are trying to fit in, and it's a pretty intense course. I mean, you know, you've got like 4 weeks. It's pretty
yeah,
intense
a lot of work
that you're
in
trying
a short
to
amount of
get
time.
Jammed into all of that. So it's we have a lot of folks who are at a university who come back and take one of our intercession classes. They'd like to take a gen ed, knock it out of the way. So
okay,
it's for overachievers, in my opinion. I never took any intercession classes. It's for those people that either one, they're coming home and they want. They're trying to get done quick, mm-hmm. and they want more affordable.
Are bored
or,
during the break.
Yeah, and I would rather have not class, but intercession. My parents always try to get me taken, and it's a good thing, especially if you're trying to get done. But I was not me. It was not for me.
Certainly. Yeah. Now you had mentioned the campus is closed. What are some things that people need to knock out now? You had mentioned maybe payments such as that. You just got a couple of days to do it.
That's
what
right.
are other things that they need to knock out here before these couple of days? Any payments or?
Well, I think that, again, if they have financial aid questions, then they need to come in and talk to the financial aid office. If they are questioning about what classes they want to take in the spring, then definitely now is the time to do that. Because as we mentioned earlier, some classes are filling up quickly. So, yes, the earlier you can get into our campus before we're closed for the holidays and the Merry Christmas, then the better.
Well, let's move on to the next year, because it looks like you guys got something coming up on the 26th of January. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, we do. Our dance team, Jesse Wallace is the head coach for Dance and Cheer, and she has put together this dance team alumni dance. It's performance. It's going to be a super fun. January the 26th, we have received a lot of attention on our social media sites, and so she's just inviting previous dancers for Red Raven dancers to come back. She's got a routine that she's put together. It's available on video. They can check it out and learn it from home, and then they're all going to gather on January 26th and perform at halftime. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's super neat. Now, say someone's listening right now, what's an easy way to get in contact with them? Is there a contact number? Does she use her personal information, or do you just contact the school to kind of get involved with it?
Well, you can go online to the Coffeyville Red Raven Dance Team. They have a Facebook page, and so you can get online there and check that out, or you can go to our website and look up Jesse's information and give her a call in the office or send her an email. Her email should be wallace.jesse@coffeyville.edu.
Yeah, something that I've noticed CCC does, there was a great, not discrediting them, great community college up in Fort Collins, Front Range Community College, and, it's as good, but I've never noticed and never heard of, these kind of reunion type things, because at Front Range, that's what everybody looks at it as. It's a community college. It's a stepping stone. It's something I'm going to kind of forget and push mm-hmm. aside, but the Red Raven blood, that runs thick. I mean, it is... it is something that, you know, whether you live here locally still or you just came through for the 2 years at Coffeyville, you remember your time at Coffeyville and you still support it.
Well, go ahead. You can say it. It's kind of family.
It is a family.
It's family. And
you were giving me some flack beforehand because I don't have much red clothing. It's in my bloodline. I'm a Yankees fan. It's not because of the Red Ravens. And plus, it's a different shade of red, by the way. The Red Ravens is a brighter, more lively shade of red than the ugly Red Sox, but it is
that crimson and green.
Oh, there you go. He took his time to shout out OU. But no, it's I'll tell you what, the family that is built with it, it's inspiring. It is great because again, where I come from, the community college is a stepping stone. It's something you don't ever remember about. I don't even think they had teams. I don't know if they did, you know, sports or athletics. It was just kind of fill your classes, get to CSU, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And here, no, this is a family. It's something you don't normally see in community colleges.
Right, it really is. And that was actually pointed out to us again during homecoming. I don't know if I've shared this before, but during homecoming we posted on our social media a question. You know, what is it, what does Red Raven mean to you, or what does Coffeyville mean to you? And students from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, everyone was talking. And today, I mean, today's student was even talking about how it's the sense of family and everybody looks out for you and, you know, they want you to succeed and everybody cares and supports whatever initiative it is that you're in. So it's every time you come back to Coffeyville and you come back to our campus, it is definitely a homecoming, and we are glad to see you.
Yeah, love those reunion types events. Now, something that, you know, people should definitely kind of flock in for are our basketball coaches. our basketball coach is very, very close to a pretty historic number coming up with it. What is he, 7 games away?
That is correct.
7 from 6 from tying it, 7 from breaking it, I believe.
That's correct. We are super excited. Actually, Brad Weber, who was our SID a couple of years ago, started tracking this number, and then when Danny got here and took over, then he was going through some documentation and familiarizing himself with, you know, with us and with the teams, and he brought it to our attention that Mr. Herkelman is, you're right, 7 games away from being the Region 6 winningest coach ever.
That is
and
too cool.
So we are super excited. You know, last year he earned his 600th game on the same day that they won conference champs against Cali. So that was pretty exciting. And it was at home. And so now we're doing a countdown. So we have a banner on the wall in the gym. And every time he wins, then he'll go and pull off that number and we'll get closer and closer until we get it. There absolutely should be. It should be broken this year for sure.
Oh yeah, no doubt about. I have no doubt.
It's a monumental collapse.
Yeah, we're early in the season. Yeah. We are so early in the season. There's lots of opportunities. So.
Oh, certainly.
And, yeah, and that men's team is just amazing to watch this
they look
year.
Good. They look good. Unfortunate, didn't get the W to finish off 2018 last weekend against a tough Seward team. But yeah, no, they are counting down the days. Until a Herkelman can call it, and then hopefully another Region 6 tournament win like they did last year,
yes.
And then hopefully another trip to the Nationals. And tell you what, with the way that they can shoot, I think this might be a national championship winning team, which would mean the volleyball and our basketball squads
would that
are on
not
the national
be amazing?
Level. I would love it. I think
yes,
the potential's there.
It is. We agree. So
I definitely
we're
think
excited.
It's there.
So yes, you can follow the count on our social media. We are counting down on our social media, and then you know, of course, that night. You know, if it happens at home, then we'll recognize it after that game. If it doesn't happen at home, then we'll recognize it at the next home game. So either way, we are going to celebrate when it happens.
Kind of crossing my fingers it is here in Coffeyville. I certainly am. I want the celebration to be here, to no doubt about, for Herc and passing Francis Flax for, again, the Region 6 winning as coach. That's a big number. Over 620 wins, I think, is what it is.
621 is 621. Francis Flax. He has 621. So he needs 622. And then, you know, who knows what the season will end with. You know, and then he's got another, hopefully another couple of years.
I was going
mean,
to say,
who knows
the way,
what the number
I mean,
could
I,
be.
I have my interviews with him, and the way he talks is he's
well,
a few years down the line.
Exactly.
He's already planning a few years down the line.
When he got put into the Hall of Fame. We did an interview afterwards, and I said, you know, Hall of Fame is for retired coaches. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, he and I said, we're used to. He said, I'm not even close to thinking about that.
I'm not even close.
So we're looking at win totals that could be astronomical.
Right. Yep, exactly. And speaking of Hall of Fame, it was Francis Flax who nominated Jay.
Oh, wow. Well, look at that.
So.
How humbling. Very humbling. That's and cool. Again, keep up with the contact and on their Facebook page and the countdown as well. Again, that's Yvonne Hull with CCC. Any final notes for the listeners?
No. We just want to thank everyone for their support and, you know, get some red there, guys.
Go. Hey, it's Christmas season coming up. It's Christmas season. I'll ask for some late Christmas presents, no doubt about. Well, Yvonne, if we don't see you, have a great Christmas, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.